Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 23, Salvation. What does it really mean to be saved? The gospel does more than change a believer's standing before God. It changes the believer from the inside out. Salvation is not merely a legal declaration that leaves a person unchanged. Grace does not only pardon sin, it begins transforming the heart, mind, desires, and direction of a person's life. Scripture says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is one of the great misunderstandings about grace. Some people fear that emphasizing salvation by grace alone will lead to careless living, but true grace does not produce indifference toward God. It produces new life. The believer begins to desire things differently because something real has happened internally. God promised, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." Ezekiel 36:26. That transformation is often gradual and ongoing. Christians still struggle, grow, fail, learn, and mature, but the direction of life begins changing because the source of life has changed. This is what the Bible calls sanctification, the ongoing work of God shaping believers into the image of Christ. But even this transformation is rooted in grace, not self-effort alone. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Philippians 2:13. Works, then, are not the root of salvation. They are the fruit of it. Good works do not create new life. New life produces good works. That distinction matters deeply because many believers still live as though their relationship with God rises and falls on performance. But the gospel teaches that transformation flows from identity, not the other way around. We do not work to become accepted by God. We live differently because in Christ we already are. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.